Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. And St. Paul's conversion reveals all of the power of God's grace. The power of God's grace to convert and change a persecutor of the church into the apostle of the Gentiles, to change St. Paul from breathing murderous threats and ravaging the disciples of the Lord to proclaiming that Jesus is the Son of God and confounding the Jews in Damascus. So all of this demonstrates the transforming power of God's grace, which enlightens the mind with truth and inflames the heart with charity. But at the same time that St. Paul is transformed by the power of God's grace, there is much in him that does not change, much that remains the same. St. Paul's nature, his character, his person, especially his zeal. So all of this demonstrates how grace builds on nature. It does not change it or destroy it. Grace builds on nature. And so God uses St. Paul's natural qualities, which are also God's gifts, and he adds supernatural qualities, faith, hope, charity, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And with this combination of the supernatural and the natural, he enables St. Paul to fulfill the very difficult mission which he entrusted to him. Right? In one of the readings, it talks about all that St. Paul would have to suffer for the sake of his name. Right? So God provided him with all of these gifts in order to endure all of those trials and to preach the gospel throughout the whole world. And so God has given to each and every one of us some natural qualities and wants to give to each and every one of us supernatural qualities as well to fulfill the mission, the particular mission that he's entrusted to us in this world. And so for our part, we should strive and want to have that same generosity as St. Paul in cooperating with God's gifts, natural and supernatural. That same generosity in fulfilling our mission in this world, day after day, and persevering even to the ends of our lives. And if we do that, we can be sure to produce fruit. Maybe not in the same degree as St. Paul, who, of course, was given a very exalted mission. But we will produce fruit, okay? Fruit, the gospel, saving of souls, our own soul, and the souls who have been entrusted to us, be they many or few. But we all need to do our part for the building of the church, for the salvation of souls, for the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.